Well, it's surprising and really quite striking how frustrating Iraqis express this sectarian divide that so many people describe as almost like the part of the geography of Iraq. They don't necessarily view that as the destiny of Iraq. Ambassador Luqman Faili is a diplomat in a very tough position today. We reached him this afternoon. He insisted he's still in touch with his foreign minister in Baghdad, that the government still claims territorial sovereignty over all of Iraq, despite the reports. He admitted that there have been military setbacks. He called the situation an emergency and pleaded for U.S. help in stopping the group ISIS from igniting what he literally told us could become a global religious war.
We are hearing a lot of positive signs from the White House regarding their engagement, their support, their comprehensive package, and so on. What we're saying is that we have an immediate threat. Security and making sure that ISIL is defeated is the main target, should be the main target now.
How do you explain the reports out of Mosul that so many soldiers, Iraqi government soldiers, abandoned their weapons and uniforms and simply ran away when faced with engagement by ISIS and ISIL?
There's a lot of lessons to learn there. There's a serious reflection going on. There has been some change at the leadership within the military. More will follow. These are all areas we are looking at. However, what we're saying now is we have an immediate threat regarding the integrity of Iraq and regarding an international terrorist organization which pose a threat to the region. That's where I think the seriousness and the debate should be.
Well, I think that I'm sensitive to your sense of an emergency here, but the fact that you have an army that runs in the face of that threat would seem to contribute to the emergency, not be an ancillary or fringe issue.
That's exactly what we're saying when we talk about United States providing us with training, with capabilities. That's exactly what we're talking about. We're saying we have asked for United States for help. We have a strategic framework which talks about the integrity and security of Iraq and therefore the integrity and security of the region. The issue is vital to U.S. interest, not just vital to us, it's existential to our presence or to our existence, actually.
Although, with all due respect, Ambassador, the question of soldiers running in the face of engagement is not a matter of training. That seems to be a fairly basic issue. If they can't stand and fight and they have nothing to fight for, U.S. training isn't going to help you there.
I agree with you, John. There was an issue of morale. However, that issue is not the main issue now, because areas which we have engaged with ISIL and others, we have proven now that that issue has been addressed. People are mobilized because of the government refocus and more so because of the threat to their existence. We cannot coexist with ISIL. What we have there, part of it is internal, most of it is regional, and we know that ISIL is not an entity we can live with. We cannot have them as a next-door neighbor. That's the issue we have. Grand Ayatollah Sistani made a fatwa that has a significant morale booster. So in a way, I think the issue of what took place in Mosul is an area we're looking at, but the issue of morale is no longer the key question.
But isn't the fatwa from cleric Sistani of most relevance to Shiites in Iraq? Doesn't that, in a sense, inflame the sectarian problems here?
No. What he's saying is that defend your land, work with the government. These are all national statements, nothing about sectarianism. On the contrary, we have Sunnis who have volunteered, as well as others who have said that this is the right national message. So on the contrary, he over the last 10 years, Grand Ayatollah Sistani has proven again and again that he's after the unity and the coexistence of the Iraqi communities, and he's anti anything to do with terrorism. So certainly not.
People all week long have been telling us, and even last week, that this is the beginning of the end of Iraq as we know it. This is the partition of Iraq into an independent Kurdistan, a Sunni belt around Baghdad, and some sort of southern district that would involve Basra. What do you say to that?
We're saying that ISIL people can't coexist with, and they are determined to get rid of them outside, kick them out of the country. To do that, we need help. The threat, if we don't get help, it would be a prolonged, vicious war with in this street fighting, others with ISIL. We don't want that. Then surely United States don't want that. Any help and support in counterterrorism, air supremacy and others will greatly help us, we as a democratic society, help us in our fight against international terrorism.
Ambassador Faley, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you.